And once again, we already mentioned it. It is an honor to have Brother Israel Razo, who's going to be sharing some things with us this morning. We can go on and on about Brother Israel. The Lord has blessed our Brother Israel with talent and ability to do many things for the kingdom of God. But most of all, he has a desire for God, a heart for God, and he wants to help those that are younger than him, those that are older than him. Hey, there's some things that I learn from Brother Israel from time to time, and so I value his friendship and I value his person in the kingdom of God. Brother Israel, go right ahead. It is all yours, sir.
That's very kind of you, Brother Vic. Thank you. Praise the Lord, everyone. Myself and my grandma are currently holed up in a compound in an undisclosed location, just recovering from this dreadful little bug. To be serious, if anyone's wondering how we're doing well. Thank you to everybody who's prayed for us. We have felt your prayers. Thanks for all of the phone calls and positive affirmations through text. I appreciate Sean and Jeannie's, as well as Sister Sanders' care packages. We appreciate it. We're on the back end of this thing and are just generally tired and still coughing and short of breath a bit. But I've been scratching tally marks on my bedroom wall, counting my days until freedom. No. But being home for weeks can be daunting. But it's been a reminder to me of just how strong my grandmother is. Okay, I was asked to testify, so I'm going to brag on my grandma for a while, as some of you know I like to do. She grew up dirt poor. She raised nine children, largely by herself on a teacher's salary and welfare. When she found God, she raised her children in the fear of the Lord and then never turned back for a second. Her car broke down. Well, looks like we're walking to church. Okay? Never missed a tithe. Never skipped a day when it came to prayer. Never spoke ill about the church or the man of God. She could really be going through it, and I've witnessed her be a light and talk about Jesus everywhere she goes. Okay, not to mention that after raising all of those nine terrors, she took me in at a young age from a dastardly broken home. I would have been raised in an environment that would have led me absolutely nowhere, but she decided to raise me in the fear of the Lord. Me. Her. And I'm just eternally grateful for that. Okay, and presently, faced with this virus, she's still stronger than ever. Not that there weren't a few scary moments where she wasn't able to breathe well and she had low oxygen level. We considered going to the hospital a few times, but she always believed that God would make it better, and he always did. We'd pray, and she would get better like clockwork. She would give thanks, and she would worship and thank God, but it never surprised her that she would get well again. And I think that says something. I admit I found myself scared for her, but she didn't fret. She could have told herself, what if I do have to go to the hospital? Or what if I don't get better? You know, what if I find myself on death's door? Instead, she decided to say, this too shall pass. She could have said, I'm in a high-risk group. But the fact is, you just can't put my grandma in a category. Keep your labels, because she's one of God's favorites. Okay? If the people of God were agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., my grandma would be an Avenger. And if you got that reference, you're probably a real cool guy. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is, I'm sure your grandma's fine. But your grandma's not my grandma, and that settles it, okay? She's 86, still kicking like a mule. Don't ask how I know that. You and I both know that our souls live forever, and 86 years into eternity ain't very old, okay? She's still very youthful. By the way, if you ever want to meet someone who doesn't have a desperate and panicked attachment to this world that we live in, it's my grandma, okay? Don't get me wrong. She makes the best out of each day and makes the best out of life. and remains the sweetest lady. But make no mistake, she knows what's waiting for her. We know what's waiting for us, church. And it really puts the trivial cares of life into perspective. That's why my grandma keeps smiling. That's why she maintains a heart after God and full of empathy. That's why she remains a witness and a light. And that's why she can laugh at the very thought of the devil trying to start something. Okay? She's seen it all. She knows that there's no other life to live. There's no other standard to keep and no other race worth running. She lives in assurance and peace. So I say to you this morning, be encouraged, because like she said, this too shall pass. And if the way the world is doesn't improve, we are the ones who will stand in the gap for those who don't know God. Who's better equipped to stare at the face of adversity and traverse through the mountains that we see before us than the children of God, than those people who have been given the proper tools to see to it that God's will be done? Something quick before I'm done. Before everybody got sick and we stopped having services, I had been dedicating to God. And it was a long time coming. And I was building a better prayer life than I've ever had before. Okay. Though I've missed going to church for services and going to church to pray these last few weeks, I've been sick. I'm excited to say that God has remained faithful to me and has continued to speak to my heart. Every day I go to this paved trail in Diamond Bar to walk and clear my head. Okay. It's quite pretty and there's not a lot of people that walk on it, you know, and I'm responsible with the way I, you know, go about walking on this trail if there's other people on it. But oftentimes I find myself walking and praising God or sitting on a bench and praying. And there's been a few times that I really begin to feel the presence of God and begin to tear up and find myself getting emotional. And like I said, not a lot of people on this trail, but every once in a while, somebody will see me and catch me kind of praying. And there's one elderly Hispanic lady who has seen me cry twice, and she probably thinks I need to get a grip. But in all seriousness, the one thing that God has been dealing with me about is the lost. Okay, one thing my grandma and I have talked about recently, and something that's been on our heart, is that everybody who's got the Holy Ghost has the power to literally save people from an eternity of horror. Okay? And we don't do it very often. Okay? Close your eyes for a second. Every eye closed for just a moment. And when I say the word lost, I'm going to say it again, lost. Whose face is the first face that you visualize? When I say lost, who do you visualize? You have the means to see to their salvation. We've got the tools of the trade and the love of God within our hearts. Okay? We do have this, church. We have what it takes to see to it, you know, that pastor's vision comes to pass. I'm looking forward to this revival that we're currently in despite all circumstance. Okay? God, you know, is going to open up doors for us. Even though things seem impossible right now, even though things seem, you know, if we waited for the best circumstances, basically we'd be waiting for the last trumpet to sound. Okay? So instead of wait for ideal circumstances, I trust in my church that we're going to do the best with what we have, the best with what we're given. Okay? We got this, church. So chin up and shoulders back and smile. This too shall pass. God bless you. I love everybody.
And we love and appreciate you, Brother Israel. Boy, I got to say a couple of things here. Brother Israel made a statement. at the beginning. He says, now I'm going to brag on grandma, the greatest grandma in the world. But church, for a moment, I'm going to brag on Brother Israel, because everything that he said about his grandma, all the character traits, all the great things that she has in her, that the Lord has put in her, well, guess what? She has now transferred that into her grandson, Israel. So inadvertently, I guess I'm still bragging on grandma, aren't I? But it's been passed on to Brother Israel. And now Brother Israel is passing that on to us. And I'm feeling the anointing just saying this. The last thing I need to say is his burden that he talked about, prayer. He mentioned prayer. He's found a new place in prayer. And church, that has been my prayer in recent weeks, that we, the church, would find a new place in prayer throughout this dry time, this quiet time, because that's one of the biggest things the Lord has wanted for his church, for us to learn to find that new place in prayer. Once we do that, we're going to develop the burden that Brother Israel talked about. When you close your eyes, who do you see? Well, maybe we just see one person, and maybe we see family members, but if we have that prayer life, we're going to be able to save these souls. Praise God. Brother Israel, thank you. Thank you so much. You spoke from your heart. You spoke truth from your heart, and we're going to grab a hold of it this morning. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Church, be thinking, praying, and meditating on what Brother Israel's talked about tonight, and we will see you all on our Wednesday night service back on this call. We'll be sending notification out in the next day or so. God bless all of you. Have a great day in Jesus' name. Amen.